share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Eating dog meat, although considered normal in some parts of China, is generally frowned upon by many and a total nightmare to dog lovers. Unfortunately, this nightmare came true for one loving dog owner whose dog she gave up for adoption was held ransom by the adopter threatening to sell it to meat traders. According to South China Morning Post, the Chinese woman, Chen, from Shenzhen first gave her two-year-old Labrador, Duobao, to a man who said he wanted to adopt it as a pet. However, 2 days after adopting the doggo, the man told Chen that he had sold it to a dog meat shop in Guangxi Zhuang Autonomous Region and threatened to have it killed if she did not pay him ¥3,200, 5,000 yuan. He gave Chen less than a day to pay him in exchange for Duobao's safe return. "You don't like dogs, right?" Chen asked the man, who replied, "I don't need it. I'm not sure whether I can get Duobao back after paying you. Please give me a little time," Chen said. "There is no time for you," the man answered. Although horrified by the man's message, Chen did not pay the money. Instead, she went to the man's apartment to look for Duobao, but found no trace of him or the man apart from some dog cages. A genuine buyer. Earlier, Chen had decided to give up her dog for adoption because she could not spend enough time with him. This prompted her to put up an adoption notice on a second-hand trading platform where the man contacted her. Chen said she was convinced by the man's promise to care for the dog at his home in the nearby city of Weizhou. To gain Chen's trust, the man sent a virtual red envelope containing RM 5.70, 8 yuan and 80 fen, as a goodwill gesture on WeChat. However, shortly after the dog was taken, Chen received no further information from the man, despite having promised to send her videos of Duobao to see how the dog was adapting in the new home. It was not till the next day when Chen received the alarming message from the man about Duobao having been sold to meat traders. Getting the authorities involved, when Chen called the local police, she was told that she was not the first victim of the man's pet adoption scam. According to Chinese news outlet Jimyu, the man acknowledged that he had sold Duobao to a dog peddler a few days after adopting it. However, he denied that he had tried to extort Chen. "The dog is mine as I adopted it. It's normal to sell it for money," the man said. Lawyer Chai Xin from Denton's law firm told Jimyu, "The RM 5.70 sent by the man is a gift rather than being a regular payment for a deal, as the amount is far lower than the dog's market price." When the man threatened to sell the dog to a meat shop, Chen was entitled to ask for its return. The experience must have been so traumatic to Chen. Watch. Chinese man admits to Majin volunteer worker that he ate the dog he adopted from her. Source. 123 RF Source, South China Morning Post Source, South China Morning Post Source, World Abuzz. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.